The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Orange Show is back again next month. It's coming up in April. But the Orange Show are obviously looking for people to enter the Miss Orange Showgirl competition. And it's back again. So there's that opportunity. If you've ever considered it, now's your chance.
And it gives you some wonderful opportunities to follow. Like, what happens with once you become the, you know, Miss Orange Showgirl? The follow-up to that is just sounds so cool.
Now, the current Miss Orange Showgirl joins us to tell us more about it this morning, Tess Crosley. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you? Good.
Yeah, we're going really well. Can you talk us through what the last 12 months have been like for you?
So, after getting crowned at last year's show, I've had multiple experiences from going to the field days and experiencing them from the showgirl's point of view to actually going to zone finals, which were a couple of weeks ago, where I competed to try and get onto the next level, which would have been Sydney Royal Easter Show, but unfortunately didn't make it. But I had great fun, made some amazing new friends, and just overall loved the experience.
Now, it sounds like an amazing thing. Whenever I hear people talk about the Miss Orange Showgirl competition, it always seems like a fantastic experience. And you are encouraging other people to actually participate in the upcoming event, like they can register and possibly become the next Miss Orange Showgirl. Do you hand over a sash? Is it something like, is that what happens?
Yes,
is it this
coronation of sort. So we actually, they get a different colour sash every year. So last year, Catherine Warren actually passed over her sash at the beginning and then gave me that one later.
I'm handling it very gently because I'm not sure if I'll break it or anything. It's gorgeous.
So we actually usually give them our old sash and then give them a new sash.
So we'd like girls to register between 18 and 24. Is that the age bracket?
That is the age, yeah.
Now, this isn't a, like, I think there's a bit of misconception that it's a modelling contest or it's something like that. It's not like that, is it? It's actually about a very well-rounded young woman who can represent our region.
A representative of Orange.
Yeah, it really is. It's not a beauty pageant at all. It is about showing what young women can do for their community, as well as raising awareness for these events and these shows that a lot of people don't understand as being a vital part of the community.
How do we go about registering? Because I know there's still a couple of weeks left, so how do we, I mean, not me, but how do you put your hand up and go, I'd love to do that. I'd love to be the next Miss Showgirl.
Actually, go on to the Show Society page on Facebook. Like it, everybody. It's a great page.
Free plug.
And find the Showgirl event and register that way.
Thank you very much for coming in, Tess, and we look forward to seeing you when you hand over this sash, one and a new one.
I'm hoping that one, because it'd be fun to, as I said,
pass it on. Yeah, excellent. All right, well, good luck with it, and hopefully we'll chat to you again, okay?
Thanks.
Get up with Chris and Steph.
Is there a favourite child in your household?
Yes,
that's what we're asking now.
Of course.
There is, absolutely. I think you've said it before that you are the favourite.
Of course I am.
Yep, because you're the youngest. Is that was the theory? That
you're the youngest. Yeah, I'm the youngest, so of course I'm the favourite.
You're the favourite.
They stop with me because I'm the perfect child.
They finally got it right.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Yes. According to a new survey, it focused on the favourite sibling in the family for not just the parents but the grandparents.
I'm definitely the grandparents' favourite.
You reckon you're grandparents' favourite? Well, according to The Independent, the results are a bit startling. Out of 1,185 parents and 1,111 grandparents, 23% of parents and 43% of grandparents admitted that they do have a favourite.
Yeah, of course they
child
do.
Or grandchild. Mm. That's a lot. So 23 and 42%. For parents, this tended to be the
youngest
in the family at 56%.
Yes.
Almost. Now here, this might take you by surprise. Almost 40% of grandparents were the favourite. Meanwhile, they preferred the oldest child in the family. That was their favourite.
Yeah, because it's probably the child that they got bulk time with. Like, it's the first grandchild. They were so, like, excited for the grandchild. They wanted that first grandchild so much. Like, I can understand that.
You got that? Yeah. Well, The other surprising stat out of the study was half of the respondents thought that having a favourite amongst their children and grandchildren was an absolutely awful idea. And the majority think that it's a damaging idea for children and their siblings. So, yeah, don't have a favourite. It's a terrible idea.
I think it's fine. You can like one a little more than the other, surely.
Will this survey be anonymous? Okay, cool. So they won't find out about it? Cool. Well, I'm just going to put the youngest down and then maybe the oldest. Is this, you sure this is anonymous? Is that okay? Do you find that surprising?
Not at all.
Not at all?
I think that it's everyone's greatest fear and, you know, greatest thing to talk about. Oh, well, you're the favourite. Oh, I'm so hard done by. I'm not the favourite.
But surely in every family there's that suspicion that that favourite exists.
Well, I often think it's divided between the parents as well. Like, I often think, you know, the oldest or whatever might get along with dad and the youngest gets along with mum. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, it's a, she's a dad's girl, but, you know, he's my little boy.
I find, see, I don't like the study. I find in our household it's a dramatically different thing. We don't have favourites, and I think that's the right thing to do. Equal love, but we have good cop, bad cop. So obviously Sarah's a good cop and I'm the bad cop the whole time. So when people keep getting out of bed and they don't want to go to sleep, bad cop has to come out and take care of the situation. All right, back to bed. But then when you want to get your way, it's, you know, mum's a good cop.
So
mum takes care of all the lovely
this
stuff.
Around. Yeah. Do you reckon kids have a favourite?
Absolutely.
So they can, why can't you?
Oh, I wouldn't be telling a fib if I relayed the story now of sitting in the car with my youngest the other day and she just turns around and goes, I don't love you. And I'm like, okay, that's
oh my God.
That's totally fine. You're just trying to push my button so it's A-okay.
And like, then did you go home and cry in the shower?
Oh, for hours. Yeah. For hours on end.
Oh, that's awful.
My mascara was running and everything.
Oh,
I just
darling.
Needed a moment to get over it. But, you know, kids do these things. But it's wrong for parents to have favourites. I'm just saying.
Right now, I guess very soon, I'm going to have to sing, aren't I?
You are.
Right now, I'm going to warm up my vocal cords.
A little segment that we call the Breakfast Belt Out, all thanks to 1870. One of us gets to sing, and you've just got to guess what the song is. You want to hear last week?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's my turn last week. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? Oh, yeah, Brittany.
You were talented, my friend, last week. I was so impressed with you.
Well, the thing last week, thank you very much, this is a lovely compliment, but no one got it.
No,
because they guessed it was Hit Me, Baby,
one more time. Not Oops.
Not Oops, I Did It Again.
Yes.
So we sadly didn't give the prize away last week. But the question is, what is today's song going to be? Are you ready? Do you have one? Are we going to do it next?
Oh, yes. I can think of a song. Yep.
Yeah, good. All right.
Breakfast Belt Out for 1870 Restaurants Orange on Hit.
Oh, yes. And, of course, 1870's $20 lunch special. If you haven't heard about it, try it today. It's available for today at 1870. $20 for lunch.
My fave, actually.
The prize, as a matter of fact, is a $50 voucher. Could use that for lunch.
Get two lunches.
Two lunches.
And some coffee.
Or get lunch twice. I mean, it's entirely up to you.
Now you're speaking my language.
The idea of the game, Steph. One of us sings.
Yep.
You got to guess the song.
My turn to sing this week. You did a beautiful rendition of Britney last week.
Whoops, I did it again.
Yep, you are quite the diva when it comes to your belt out.
Good, guys. Waiting for the end of the sentence to find out what exactly I was a diva at, because it could have been anything.
At the belt. Well, you like the divas.
Yeah,
you've got
yeah.
a big voice. You like to share it with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. There was that morning where I covered Mariah Carey and you'd guessed the song even before I sang it. So all that prep time.
Well, you had more prep time than me, let me tell you that much.
You've got a song at the ready. We're going to pump it through your headphones so you can only hear the song, but you're going to sing the lyrics. And the rest of us have to guess from your singing what it is.
There'll be no music behind it. This will just be me singing along with the headphones.
Full a cappella, as it were. All right, yep. Let's drop this out. Are you ready to go?
No.
13, 12, 16, as soon as you know the song, we need the title of it and the artist who sings it. Not that Steph's singing it, who actually sings it.
Yep.
13, 12, 16. You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
All warmed up? All right. Well, whenever you're ready, take it away.
I shed my skin and put my bones into everything that I record to it. And yet I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Bucka suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft. Stick around for those pounds, but I'd do that to pass the torch, put it on for my town. Trust me on my INDEPENDENT, it's hustling, chasing dreams since I was 14 with that four track bus.
Yeah,
halfway
go for
across
it.
The city with the backpack.
Kick it home.
Crushing labels out here.
Oh, that was amazing. Oh,
that was a long one. I don't normally go that long.
And another white rapper emerges. That was fantastic. Do you know the song this morning? 13, 12, 16. The title and the artist. You could win $50 to spend at 1870. Well done. That was bloody beautiful.
Is that all right?
That's
that was
brilliant.
So long.
That was the longest one we've ever done so far. 13, 12, 16 to play the game next on here.
The Breakfast Bell Town for 1870 Restaurants Orange on here.
Yes, 1870 with their $20 lunch special available today. And of course, $50 to win at 1870 this morning.
Yeah, I just had a go of belting it out.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what happens is Chris pumps some tunes down the headphones. Only I can hear them. I sing along. And if you know the tune, the artist who sings it, and the title of the song, we hook you up with that voucher thanks to 1870.
You got to call 13 12 16. So moments ago, we heard this very song.
I shed my skin and put my bones into everything that I record to it. And yet I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Bucka suit game and Plinko in my style.
Money.
Stay on my craft.
Money.
Stick around for those pounds. But I'd do that to pass the torch. Put it on for my town. Trust me on my INDEPENDENT. It's hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14.
So good.
With that four track bus.
Go for it.
Halfway across the city with the backpack. Fat cat. Crushing labels out here.
Oh, the best bit is when you sing about IMDb. I really like that bit right at the end there.
I had to think, how do I spell independent? Like, I couldn't figure it out.
I'm just going to quickly turn that in.
Because normally, like, if I'm rapping along in the car, I'd be like, ENT, it's hustling. Like, you know how you just mumble through the letters?
I got it. Yeah, I know what you're saying. And guess what? Craig's willing to play this morning on 13, 12, 16. He's lined up and ready to go. What are you up to this morning, mate? Oh, hang on. Let's go back to the right channel. What are you up to, mate?
Yeah, just off to work, mate.
Just off to work. Okay, but you've got enough time to play this game, so...
Yeah, right.
What do you reckon? What is the song?
Can't Hold Us by Macklemore.
Oh, well, that is a good guess. Let's head to the reveal and find out what it is.
That four-track busting halfway across the city with the backpack, fat cat. Crushing labels out here.
Oh, mate, you're absolutely
well done.
Right. Macklemore Can't Hold Us.
We're
going to send you to 1870 with $50 to spend there, okay?
Oh, my goodness, will love that.
Yes, I'm sure she will. It'll be a fantastic meal down there at 1870. We absolutely love dining there, and you will too. So, well done. That was good.
Did you enjoy that?
That was 30 seconds of rapping that I wasn't expecting this morning. So that was really good.
I didn't expect it to go that long either. I was just on a roll.
She just got into it, everyone. Stand back. Don't crowd her. She's on a roll. Question I want to ask this morning on 13, 12, 16. What did you catch someone stealing? Have you caught someone red-handed, as it were, taking something that wasn't theirs? 13, 12, 16. Comes from this story. In, I think it's Miami in the US, a... man has been caught trying to steal from someone's front yard a peacock.
What? On a peacock farm?
I don't believe so. I just think it may be something over the top that someone owns. They owned a number of peacocks in their yard. I think
live,
that's the
real life.
Actual
peacocks, yep. Peahens, like...
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Police in Florida are on the hunt for a man accused of stealing a peacock from outside a home in Coconut Grove, Miami.
There is Coconut Grove where the peacocks roam.
Yeah, that's right, and the deer and the antelope play. The footage, the vision from the CCTV shows a man wearing a red shirt, pulling up in his pickup outside the home and attempting to lunge at several peacocks before catching one. Unfortunately, he got away, but here's the detail. The detail is that
the homeowner discovered feathers which had been left behind. So obviously they've left, like, you know, there's your follow the feathers, find your peacock.
Poor little darling.
Poor little thing. What have you caught someone stealing? 13, 12, 16, that's what I want to know this morning.
Office theft is often one of the great ones, and I'd love
office
to hear from
people
about office theft.
Thank you.
Look, not caught someone stealing, but very quickly.
But have evidence?
A former colleague of mine, once in a meeting, they were saying who was taking chocolates and not paying the chocolate charity bin.
And
a former colleague put their hand up and said, look, I took chocolates. I've taken a couple of chocolates. I normally fix it up at the end of the week, but I have been eating them as my snack.
Yeah.
Now, that was like, you know, a couple of years earlier. Still to this day, like, every time something went missing, it was always, oh, it's that person.
It's
every
their
time.
Fault.
Like, it's their fault. And just because they admitted, even though they'd only taken one or two, and there was a lot more than that missing in the kitty, it was just that they had been the only ones to be like, actually, yeah, I have been part of this. I'm sorry. I'll fix it up. The ones that I owe. But then every time, you know, the mints were lower or this one was lower, that one was lower,
it was always
his fault.
But you would think in that circumstance, because he's confessed and he's gone, oh, sorry, that's
that was me. I'll clear it up.
I'll pop the cash in there at the end of the day, it'll all be fine. You would
forevermore it fell on him.
Yeah, I think that's a scapegoat sort of scenario right there.
Yeah, so do
he's
I.
He's just being blamed for everything, even though everyone else in the office is pinching stuff. 13, 12, 16, what did you catch someone stealing? That's what we want to know next on Hit. This morning, Steph, we're asking on 13, 12, 16, what did you catch someone stealing? A bloke's been, well, he hasn't been caught yet, but he's been sprung on CCTV video trying to steal a neighbour's peacock. Trying to steal a peacock from a front yard. This is in Miami in the US. Weird thing to go for.
Yeah, definitely.
Really need a peacock right about now. The footage is hilarious because have you ever seen a pack of peacocks hunt down someone before?
No.
I haven't.
No.
The silent CCTV footage of a pack of peacocks hunting down a man who's cowering in his car.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I've never been terrified like watching this video. They're just hunting packs and they're out for blood, as it were. But 13, 12, 16, what'd you catch someone stealing? This guy stealing a peacock. You were saying before, Steph.
Office theft.
Office theft. I can't say it. Office theft is a big one. We've often said on this show about pens of ours that turn up in other offices for some reason.
Yes, we certainly have. Oh. I know who you are.
We buy very unique stationery and for some reason everyone also has the same lot. Go figure. Who do we have this morning? I think on 13, 12, 16, Tian is joining us. What did you catch someone stealing?
Oh, guys. So it was one of my old bosses. And
okay.
We sometimes get, companies will give us stuff for free. Mm-hmm. And then it usually goes into a pool and we sort it out at the end of the month. But he really wanted something. So he went in after hours and just like took it, and I happened to have left my keys at here, so I had to come back to work. And yeah, I caught him. It was so awkward.
Sprung in the office mm-hmm. when no one else was around. Did he? Obviously, he,
what was, yeah,
he
what's
saw
the defense
you.
On that?
Yeah. Oh, he went totally red, and I was like, oh my gosh. I just wanted the ground to swallow us both up.
It would be embarrassing. I think it's a perfect time to say, hey, if you're the boss, time for a raise. Unless you want this little
secret
story
to get
getting out that you're helping yourself to the freebies that we have at work. Thanks very much.
Mm.
Yeah, you'd do that, wouldn't you?
I need
a raise.
I do that every time I run into the boss. Oh, good to see you. How's it going? Good morning. By the way, I wanted to chat to you about my raise.
I mean, that reminds me of I worked previously at a station where one of the staff members would source all of their Christmas presents from the prize cupboard. Look at all these CDs. I'm like, they're for listeners, mate. Like, these aren't Christmas presents. Oh, no, it's all fine. There's a fistfuls of, you know, your 100% hits and stuff like that. There you go, that's my brother cover, that's my sister done. Let me see if I find something for my auntie. Oh, yeah, the best of John Farnham. Excellent.
Perfect.
There we go, we've got
there
everything
go.
Covered. Did all his Christmas shopping in the prize cabinet.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I know a few people who do very similar things. Not here.
No. Previous locations.
When there's another groundbreaking development, you can trust one person to cover it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of science. Speakers, cutting cane toads in half.
This is Steph's
super sciencey segment.
Now let's wrap up the morning with some science.
Yeah, and why you should be taking up knitting.
Knitting.
Or why your doctor might soon be prescribing it.
Okay.
Now, right. I'm not a doctor here. We'll preface that with that, of course.
We've always said that, not doctors.
Don't ever take medical advice from us. However, knitting may not seem the most obvious treatment for mental health worries, but apparently, according to neuroscientists, it's been revealed that by doing it, or just by, you know, doing a simple task with your hands like knitting, could actually alter the chemistry of your brain.
In what way? Are we talking it's a stress-relieving sort of thing, or what are we talking about?
No, well, I'll backtrack a little bit. So during the 19th century, doctors actually prescribed...
Whoa, a little bit? Back to the 19th century?
Yeah, right, a long time ago.
Whoa.
Prescribed knitting to women who were overcome by anxiety.
Well, that's sexist.
Well, it was the 19th century. Welcome
Obviously.
To 2018,
yeah.
Where it could be a benefit to both sexes, all sexes.
Absolutely.
Research on rodents has actually found that this treatment could be as effective as a repetitive movement could increase certain neurochemicals in the brain.
So wait, they're prescribing knitting to rodents, so
not
rats can do it too?
Rodents can't knit, as far as I'm aware. In the study, what they did is they had rodents dig for a reward.
I'm liking this. Yeah. I'll have that version, thanks.
So the rodents would dig for a reward. Now, those who were doing so showed greater signs of mental health benefits compared to the rats that were just given treats.
Right. So is it talking about putting in effort to achieve a goal? Is that sort of what it's about?
Well, it's more about the movement, I believe. So neurochemicals like dopamine and serotonin, all those things that like make
dopamine,
you feel happy.
Yeah.
Those happy
the
ones
happy
in your
chemicals.
Brain. Yeah. So when people are pretty low, they often have less of this. Now, experts are saying that keeping your hands busy could actually help you feel more in control of the world around you and could thus improve your mood, changing the chemicals in your noggin.
Now, just spitballing here, you know how we had a couple of years ago when colouring in, adult colouring in books really took off, and it was like, hey, if you're looking for a stress reliever and, you know...
Now you can get them at the $2 shop for $1.50 or whatever, but you used to pay like $50
it's
colouring in book.
Go and do something repetitive with your hands. You're colouring in,
you're
filling in a page. It's a very zen sort of thing
and
to do.
It's time away from your phone. It's time away from tech. It's time to...
I would suspect that that's sort of the same thing. If it's not knitting, if it's not digging for a treat, which I'm a huge fan of, it's colouring in. So you're doing something repetitive with your hands to sort of stress relief.
Well, I think it's all of those things. They always say people who play a musical instrument are, you know, more likely to recover from a brain injury in less time.
Because, oh, really?
Yeah, when you do these things with your hands, when you learn these skills, what it does is it, like, draws different lines in the brain. Like, you have little new
different
connections,
yeah, right.
So when, you know, if you have one path that's been damaged, then your brain has easily worked its way around that because it's done so in the past by learning an instrument, by learning something like knitting, by learning to keep your hands busy and multitask. Can
Clever.
Keep you calm, and it can, yeah, change the stuff in your brain, the little zaps.
The connections.
And the connections and...
Absolutely.
Yeah, the actual chemicals.
Very clever.
Yeah.
There you go, so go and take up a bit of knitting. You're a big fan of knitting, aren't you?
Yeah, I crochet every winter. I crochet a blanket every winter.
A blanket every winter? For how many winters have you been doing it now?
Probably the last 10, maybe more.
You've knitted a blanket every... for the past 10 winters?
Yeah, I always knit a blanket.
You're kidding.
No, sometimes I knit, sometimes I crochet.
Are you going to knit them into one giant blanket? Put them all together?
I think I gave one to a neighbour who was pregnant once. I gave one to my nana. They're not very nice. They're all ugly. And I only use cheap wool. Like, it's not like they're these great masterpieces. I'm not very good. I just like to keep my legs warm when I'm watching TV of an afternoon or an evening and knitting something that keeps my mind busy.
They're ugly AF, but they're good to give away as presents. Is that sort of what you're getting
at? Watch out. Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah, okay. It's coming up.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.